Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Schaefer Landit, and I'm here with three Norwalk boys swimmers who are also state qualifiers, also representing Des Moines Lincoln. I'll have you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves.
My name's Braden Plord, and I'm a senior.
I'm Keegan Kraft, and I'm a senior.
And my name's Daxton Hughes, and I'm a sophomore.
Braden, Keegan, and Daxton for Norwalk Swimming. All three of them qualified for state in a combined five events at Saturday's district meet in Waukee, all with personal best times as well and one school record. And they're on their way to compete on Friday and Saturday at the state swimming and diving meet in Iowa City. So fellas, first off, that feeling to leave Saturday's district meet with five state qualified events, how did that feel and what were your thoughts kind of coming out of that day?
I think it was definitely a surreal moment. I mean, none of us have ever been to state before, and we've all just really been working for this throughout the entire season. So I'd say that it was definitely an awesome feeling, not just getting a school record and personal best, but also qualifying for the state meet.
Yeah, I would agree with what he said. I mean, we were all super excited once we found out we made state. Obviously with personal best, we couldn't be more happy with that.
Yeah, I was just really excited being my second year swimming. I was not expecting to qualify for state, but worked hard throughout the season with the new coach and everything, and was able to qualify for state, which is an amazing feeling.
And your expectations going into that day, did that kind of exceed, you know, five events, some personal bests, a record? What were the expectations heading into last weekend?
Well, we definitely knew that going into the district meet, I mean, for like past couple of years, we've looked up at the board and we've seen that 400 free relay record and we're thinking, nah, there's no way we're going to touch that. I mean, our times are not that good. But going into that Saturday, I mean, the week going in, like that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we started talking about, hey, we could go for it. We have a whiteboard in our locker room and we wrote down the school record and like the different times we had to swim. So it was definitely a focus going in. And I think we all knew that we were really capable of swimming great times. And I think we did that on Saturday.
Yeah, we definitely knew that we had potential to make relays in the state and to break that school record. Obviously, we put out everything that we had to do that. I think that qualifying individuals was also, you know, a great surprise. Weren't necessarily expecting that, but you know, it feels great that we could do that.
Yeah, from the start of the season, I don't know if any of us thought we were going to make state or even break a school record. And throughout this season, we've all improved a lot. And as a team in a relay, we've improved in times. And the ability to break a school record and make state is just an amazing feeling.
Tell me more about that record in the 400 freestyle, 3:19.25. Kind of just tell me about what went into that race and what more on what it meant to you guys to break the record. I know you touched on it a little bit, but just more in depth on that.
It was a long time coming because we've all gotten so much better throughout the season. I mean, for me, during practices, I've got Keegan, Daxton, and Blake. They're always pushing me, and I think I'm pushing them as well. And I remember last year at districts, we swam a 3:33. So thinking about 3:19, and you know that's like an 11-second difference, which in a relay is a lot of time. So I think it was just a lot of hard work and just going into practices and not really complaining or anything and just pushing. I mean, I know Dax, we swim next to each other. Keegan and I, we swim next to each other in the lanes, and I think we always just push each other. And that I think that really helped a lot more because I think this year in practices, we had a lot more competition between ourselves than we've had in years past.
Yeah, going off what he said, I would agree in saying that, you know, when we were swimming next to each other in practices, we really pushed each other to swim faster than we would have. And, you know, during that lead up to that meet, we were all super excited knowing that we can break this record. And then during that race, we all got each other so hyped up to do it. And then going in, I just felt great. We all felt great. We all knew we could do it. I'll give it her all.
Yeah, at the start of the season, I did not think I was going to be even close to breaking any record in any relay or anything. But as it got closer to district meet, I got told that we have a good chance of breaking the record. So I'm like, oh, wow, this is achievable, so we could actually break it. So I tried my hardest. We all tried our best in it. and we broke it. And I think we can break some more, break that record again, along with some other records, school records, at the state meet. So.
For Keegan and Brayden, we'll start with Brayden about their individual events. You guys improved your times to be able to qualify. Tell me a little bit about what went into those specifically for each of you.
Well, I think with me with the 100, I think that's always been my best event throughout these past 4 years. And every year I've gotten just a little bit better, but it wasn't until really my sophomore, junior year, I thought that I could potentially get to state. And I think that, once again, I mentioned it earlier, the competition practices, I think that was really the difference maker for me getting to state this year. And it was a really surreal feeling for me during my 100 at districts. I think that I'm always conscious of myself whenever I'm swimming, but that was the first race I've ever done where I just blacked out, and I was just swimming. I wasn't even thinking about anything. And I think that really helped me swim a great time, but I think a lot of it has to go with our new coach this year and as well as the competition that we have in practice.
Yeah, I would agree, you know, with what Brayden said. I also would think that the guys swimming that we were swimming against, they were also really fast, give us some great competition. To push ourselves, you know, faster. We gave it our all. You know, I was swimming a bit angry, trying to know that I wanted to make state this year because it's my senior year. So I think that was a great help.
Again, you're hearing from Norwalk State swimming qualifiers Brayden Plourd, Keegan Kraft, and Daxton Hughes on today's Layla Radio Sports page. Couple more here for you guys. Start with you here, Daxton. You're swimming for Lincoln. You represent Des Moines Lincoln in a sense, but the team consists a lot of Norwalk guys. How cool is that? Tell me a little bit about that dynamic and what it's like being there.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing dynamic. Lincoln's made up of three schools, from Norwalk, Carlisle, and Lincoln. So I think it's a great opportunity to see some new faces and meet some new people and just overall just build relationships. So, and especially on a relay, with Blake being from Carlisle, I think I would never have known him if he didn't do swim. So building relationships is a great part of the team, being part of the team.
I think swim is definitely one of the harder sports. So I think that when it comes to having teammates that you go through really hard practices with, I think it almost creates like a trauma bond. I mean, I think I'm really close with a ton of guys on the team, mainly because I've done some of the hardest physical things in my life with them. At, you know, 6 in the morning or just every day after school. I mean, it's really a grind. And I think that it'd be a lot harder to go through a grind if you don't have great people to go through them with. I think it's awesome that I'm able to go compete with them in practice, but also, you know, during our breaks and rests that I can talk to them and just have a good time. It's not like I'm forced to talk to them. They're just all great people that I really respect.
Last one here, guys. What are going to be some of your goals going into that state meet? And just some final comments before we hear from you and your results this weekend.
I think for me personally, for the state meet, is to really just absorb it. I mean, this is the last swim meet I'm ever going to be at in my high school and probably my whole swimming career. So I think it's important to be locked in on the moment and to be focused. But at the same time, you know, I'm going to have some fun. I mean, there's definitely some guys around the state that I know that I've swam with that I don't get to see too often that I'll be able to see there. So I think for me, a big focus is just soaking in the moment, swimming fast, and we still don't have that 200 free relay record. So that's obviously something that we want to chase, as well as lengthening that 400 free relay record. Those are my main goals and focuses for state this weekend.
Yeah, I would say that I just want to enjoy the moment while I'm there. You know, being able to see some really fast guys there that are, you know, on the same level as me, really get us to push ourselves to go even faster and break, you know, that 200 free relay record. I also want to see if I could break a couple individual records, school records. Not sure, but you know, it would feel really great if I could do that, and then we could also break both the relay records again. So,
yeah, my goals for this state meet is just to swim my hardest. I only got two events I'm swimming in, so might as well try my hardest. And I'm like Brandon Keegan here. I'm a sophomore, so I still have two more years of improvement. I'm just here to swim my hardest and make their senior year the most memorable.
All right. That is Norwalk boys swimmers and state qualifiers, Braden Plord, Keegan Kraft, and Daxon Hughes on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Thanks, fellas. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.